It's Q104. Good morning. One of the first things that I do on Friday mornings is check, do we have new music today? Did anybody drop a new song last night?
Oh, we got some new music today. I already know about it.
I know what you're excited about.
You do?
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Well,
I've been talking about it for weeks. It's fine. It's fine. Lord dropped a new album. It's okay. I just figured that you would have it for me this morning, but that's all right.
Yeah, now I feel guilty for not having it. I was thinking, are we actually going to play this?
I think we should.
Right. And I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but I think that we should. You know what I think is going to happen is we're going to end up playing this in like a year.
Okay. I mean, I hope your prediction comes true. I really do.
It's a really good album so far. I listened to it on the way in, and there is some good ones on there, I just got to say.
I should say this. I don't care either way. But when I choose the music, the new music, I pick songs that I think have a chance to be heard on Q104. That's why I pick it.
Okay.
So with Lord, I just kind of made the decision, we're not going to be playing this. So, but I mean, it's good. It's good that you're excited about Lord, and yeah. I'm sure that other people are.
Yeah.
But I kind of just picked music that I think is going to be heard on this show and on this radio station.
Well, what else do we got today other than Lord? Other than the one thing that I've been waiting for.
Now that you're irritated.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Alex Warren.
Oh, yeah.
So we already know Rosé collaborated with Bruno Mars for Apaté. So she has got together with Alex Warren. They dropped this song. It's called On My Mind. So that's going to be on Alex's new album.
I just know that that's going to be all over 2025 wedding season.
You think so?
I'm definitely predicting a lot of Alex Warren at weddings this summer.
You have made quite a few predictions already this morning. Okay, so I chose this song as well just because it's Teddy Swims, and we sure play a lot of Teddy Swims around here. This is called Need You More.
When you need space to explore, to make sure you're really sure. When you need less of me and the grass looks greener somewhere out the door, just know I need you more.
That sounds like a wedding song to me.
Yeah, I could definitely hear that too.
That guy can sing. Teddy Swims.
That he can.
And I apologize for not having your Lord here.
Oh, that's okay.
Should we grab it for later?
No. It's all right. It's fine. But for anybody wondering out there, Lord did drop a new album today. It's kind of something I've been excited about. If you want to, I don't know, check it out.
Oh, we're off to a great start here this morning. We can turn it around. We have good vibes on the way. Good vibes later on this morning. Red Flag Friday. We will get to that and kind of do a deep dive into somebody's new relationship right around 7:25. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55 and 8:55 this morning. Alyssa hasn't lost at all this week. Just stacking up the wins. So we'll try to have someone take her down. Later on this morning, the Q Morning Show, Friday morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. All right, so I'm on Instagram, and I'm looking at this picture that you posted. Who is that, Max from the Goofy movie?
Yes.
Who is Max?
Was Goofy's son.
Goofy had a son?
I know, right? Yeah, that was Goofy's son.
I never knew that.
I don't know how he got a son. I didn't really ask many questions. I don't know who the mom is, but...
Did they never address that in the Goofy movie?
I'm not sure. I don't really remember. All I know is that Max definitely sparked my interest.
So you watch the Goofy movie. There's Goofy. There's Max. But they don't ever mention the mom.
Like not maybe, that I can recall. They probably do. I have not seen the Goofy movie since like the 90s. I think it came out in like 95. So it's been a minute.
See, I would watch that and I'd be like, all right, what did Goofy do? Like, what did he do to force the mom to leave?
You're making this dark. Oh, my gosh. I'm just sitting there like, Max is cute. Oh, I like him.
We're getting off topic here. Talking about celebrity crushes. Alexis is driving to Akron. Where are you going this morning, Alexis?
I'm going to Akron Children's.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on this morning.
Yeah.
Is this your last shift before the weekend, or do you've got some hours to put in this weekend?
Oh, it sure is. As of 7:30 tonight, I'm off until Monday.
Oh, awesome.
Woo! Okay.
So tell us about the first celebrity crush that you can remember having.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He was it, man. Oh. He was so cute.
JTT, baby.
Home Improvement.
JTT, baby. Yes. And he was the voice of Simba, so he's kind of in that animation category also.
Wait, he was the voice of Simba?
He was the voice of Simba.
I
just can't wait to be seen. Oh, yeah. And he was in a bunch of movies, too.
On Home Improvement, it's one of those rare cases where the middle child got all of the attention because he was...
Because he was so cute.
Right. But the older brother and the younger brother, they didn't... Nobody remembers them. It's Jonathan Taylor Thomas that everybody remembers.
Yeah, that never happens where the middle one is the one that gets all the attention from the fam.
Well, and I feel like I had a slight crush on Sean from Boy Meets World. I don't know what his name is, but like he was it also. That was like my first scandalous dream was about him.
I for some reason, I loved his hair.
It was his hair.
Oh, man. Yeah. I forgot about him. I might have to add him to my list, too.
He was it.
Alexis, did you used to buy copies of Teen Bop magazine and cut out?
Oh, yeah. Cosmo Girl and have, like, the cover cut out of JTT.
Yeah, hanging up on your wall.
My paper book covers, you know, those paperback book covers. And write, I love JTT.
That's great.
So funny. I have, like, a bunch of old papers from when I was in school that I will not get rid of because I love all of my little doodles up in the corner where I was write, like, my crush and, like, little hearts and stuff. Oh.
I think a few years later it was I Love Leo because Leonardo DiCaprio was real big and Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Do kids even do that these days? I don't know.
Like they don't even get books, I don't think.
I don't think they would ever think to get something like tangible in front of them to cut something out. It's like if they want to see a picture of their crush, they'll just Google it and save it to their camera roll.
Yeah.
And share it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Kids these days, they don't know.
They don't remember cutting out the paper bags to cover your book with so you could write on it.
No, they don't. They don't remember writing your name with someone else's last name.
Right.
Thinking that you, Alyssa DiCaprio.
Playing MASH. MASH.
Thank you, Alexis, for listening to us. And I hope your shift goes by fast and enjoy your long weekend.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Good vibes on the way. Let's get to good vibes.
Yeah.
Alexis is feeling good going into the weekend. Tell us something that's going on with you. What brings a smile to your face this morning? Good vibes on the way. It's 6:55, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here with us this morning. We have an update on Hallie, the miracle rescue cat. And I didn't think we'd have an update so soon, but we do. And if you're not familiar with what's going on, Alyssa rescued a cat from our parking garage weeks ago.
Yes, and if you did not see it all go down, you can still check it out. We have a highlight on our Instagram page at the Q Morning Show.
And after the initial rescue, we found out so many things. We found out that Hallie is healthy, and then we found out that Alyssa is going to keep Hallie as her fourth cat. Or is she? There's a new development.
There is a new development. Hallie has found herself a new home because I had to take her over to my grandparents. A couple weeks ago, we had Bryce's family in town, and we had not introduced her to the rest of the cats yet. We were still waiting on some health checks. And like I said, she is totally healthy, but she was at my grandparents while we had family staying at our house. And as it turns out, guess who fell in love with little Miss Hallie and decided to keep her. That would be my Papa Nunna. Good morning, Nunna.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Nunna.
Yeah.
Have you abducted the cat?
Yes. Yeah, no, we've adopted that beautiful little girl.
I said abducted, not adopted.
And I corrected you. We adopted that beautiful little girl.
Exactly. She is part of the family now.
Yes, she surely is.
So what has Miss Hallie been getting up to? You guys have had her now for almost 2 weeks.
She's getting very familiar with everything. And I actually got to hear her voice the other day.
Did she meow?
Yes.
She never meows. She's a very quiet cat.
I know. She was upset with me. I was in my craft room, and she was just upset that she couldn't come in there. She wandered in there one time and was like, oh, look at this.
So many places to hide and nooks and crannies to get in.
Right, and how much of a hard time can I give Nunna to get me out of here?
Oh, yeah.
But she sat and she meowed a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I got to hear her.
Aww.
I'm surprised she didn't say, hey, where's Alyssa? What's going on?
Right. Sometimes I wonder if she's not looking for her outside. She lays by the front door watching her.
I'm in a parking garage. Then I thought I was going to live with Alyssa. And now I'm in this whole new place.
That's right. And she's made adjustments wonderfully.
She has run of the house now. She's roaming all around. We only had her in one bedroom. So she is just exploring all over the place at my Papa Nunna's house right now. Oh, and Nunna, you have to tell Bill about how picky she is with her food. What will she eat?
She likes salmon.
And?
Salmon. And she likes salmon. She doesn't really like chicken very much. Whatever she likes, she can have. She's earned it.
Mm-hmm. So she's already a little bit spoiled.
Yeah, I would say so.
So, Nunna, when it's dinner time and it's time for Hallie to eat, how do you let her know that it's time to eat?
It's just I call Hallie, little girl, and she just comes poking around.
Oh, that's a good
boy. Oh, my Bill.
Time to get some food. Ozzy,
I hate that you have this. I hate that you have this sound. Nunna, that's my cat feeder. That's the sound that plays out of Ozzy's cat feeder when it's time for him to eat. And Bill's having way too much fun with it.
I just wanted to hear Nunna's special call.
She's being a ham, too. She is just soaking up all the love from them.
Oh, yes, yeah, she is.
And I would just like it to be on the record that I have been trying to get you guys to get a cat for so many years. And then this little girl rolls in. All you needed was a couple days, and it was just game over.
Oh, yeah. And she's good. She's a good girl.
From a downtown Cleveland parking garage to the comfy suburbs. She is just living the good life.
Yeah, Alyssa, are you going to miss Hallie? I mean,
obviously
you'll get visitation rights when you go over to Nunna's house.
Yeah, I get visitation rights over there. We do miss her tremendously. But I also knew with the kind of cat that she is literally the perfect cat for my Papa Nunna. And they are picky. So I'm really, really glad that this love story worked out.
Oh, it did. It did for everybody.
So the latest chapter in the story of Hallie the Miracle Rescue Cat, she is in yet another loving home.
This time,
yes, she is
in Brunswick, Ohio.
That's right.
And that's where she's staying.
That's it.
Well, Nunna, give Hallie some head scritches for me. I love you.
I love you, guys. I love you, too. Bye, Bill. You guys have a wonderful afternoon.
Oh, we will.
I love you too, Nunna.
Oh, I love you too. You guys enjoy the day.
We will. I love you, Nunna.
Love you. Bye-bye.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, Red Flag Friday. We haven't done one of these in a while, so I'm excited to get to this. Jenna is about to join us. So Jenna is dating, and she thinks she has found a guy. I don't want to say that she's found the guy. That might be jumping the gun a little bit.
But a guy.
And she likes him, but she's noticed a red flag, and she is on our show right now to discuss that red flag. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So tell us what's going on.
Well, like you guys said, I found a guy, and we met on the apps about like 2 months ago, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing the usual stuff, just kind of going out for drinks, lunch. We went to Pins the other night.
Oh, fun.
And yes, so like he's down to have some fun, which is good. Mm-hmm. But it's getting to the point where we need to DTR, you know? Mm. We need to define that relationship because I don't want to be sitting here waiting on something that is never going to come.
Right. So,
the thing is, when it's time to DTR, who brings that up first? Do you always want the guy to bring it up first? I mean, that would be better, right? If the other person brings it up first?
Oh, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
That would be ideal because it is always me.
Okay. So you're always the one that does it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, I don't like wasting my time. I don't like waiting around.
See, I'm the same exact way as you, Jenna. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, Jenna, did you have to do it this time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So we had the talk, you know. We sat down, we talked about it, and he said that he wants to be in a consensual, non-monogamous relationship. So basically, he wants to be able to sleep with other people.
Wait, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. A consensual, non-monogamous relationship.
Non-monogamous.
What he called it. Yeah.
And that's a quote verbatim?
Those are the words he chose.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. He thought about that. He put some time into that one.
Yeah. Or he got it off a website.
So this is what he wants the relationship to be like. He doesn't want to go to another level with you. He wants to be able to see other people, but still see you at the same time.
So that's what he wants to do for now. He said that he can see us maybe being consensual, monogamous, but
exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. That's a normal human way to put it.
Right. not consensual, monogamous, like right, just buzzwords.
Exactly. What are we like 40? Come on. So he wants to sleep around.
To have his cake and eat it too.
Absolutely.
Let's just call it how it is.
Ugh. So is this a red flag? Doesn't this guy sound like a lawyer? Like he's using big words. Like it almost feels like it's a contract.
Yeah.
Is this guy a lawyer?
No.
All right. What does he do?
Oh, he's a mechanic, which is nice.
He's a mechanic?
Yeah. Okay. Is he using ChatGPT for this? What is he doing?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I hope not.
Okay. So to sum up, Jenna has been dating a mechanic for the last couple of months, and she wants to DTR, determine the relationship. And he said, I want to be in a consensual I can't even say it. Like, I can't even believe that this guy said the words to you because I'd be like, yes, Jenna, I'd like to be in a consensual, non-monogamous relationship.
What?
And then you have a stroke.
And then you would, sounds.
And then you would laugh at me and then it's like, oh, I can't get away with this. Like
at that
no
point, you're better off just turning it into a joke and be like, yeah, I was just jonesing. Like,
so the question is, should Jenna wait around for this guy on the hopes that he might want to be in an exclusive relationship someday?
Right. It's almost like we didn't DTR.
Like you DTR'd, but not really.
Also, the fact that this guy is honest about it. I mean, he could have said, yeah, let's be in an exclusive relationship, Jenna. And then he could have continued to see other girls behind your back. Does this make it better that he was honest and upfront with Jenna about how he wanted the relationship to be? 216-474-0104. The fact that this guy stated he wants to be in a consensual, non-monogamous relationship, is it a red flag? 216-474-0104. We will discuss next, the Q Morning Show. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Red Flag Friday. I am leaning, at this moment, I am leaning not a red flag.
Really?
So Jenna has been seeing a guy for a couple of months, and she went to him and said, what are we? Are we a couple? What's happening here? And this guy responded, I like you. I want to keep hanging out with you, but I want to be in a consensual, non-monogamous relationship. Which means, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's the first time I've ever heard this terminology to describe what are we.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that he just still wants to, you know, keep seeing other people, exploring other options.
But to me, when you use those words, when you say consensual non-monogamous, that means you also want to be intimate with other people.
Yeah.
And you are disclosing that to Jenna. Lauren in Twinsburg, is this a red flag?
I think there's some gray area. Ethical non-monogamy is a thing. Although I believe he should have put that in his profile to begin with, though, to be like more upfront about it from the beginning. But otherwise, being an ethical non-monogamous relationship, that's valid if that's something that she is interested in as well. It would have to be, you know, obviously on both sides there. But
yeah, it's two to tango.
Do you have to put that in your profile?
I mean, a profile, I think, would be a great place to go ahead and put it, because a lot of people will put what they're looking for. And they'll say, like, I'm not looking for anything serious, or I am looking for something long term. A lot of people do that in their bios.
So if a guy had that consensual, I'm interested in consensual non-monogamous relationship, if they had that in their bio, then somebody who is attracted to that person would see it and say, okay, well, you don't want anything serious. I want to see other people too, so you might be a good match.
Yeah, absolutely. That 100% of the time, not 100% of the time, but that 100% does happen, where neither party is looking for something very committed.
I don't understand dating today. Stady in Brunswick. Stacy in Brunswick. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to say, very similar to the last caller, ethical non-monogamy is such a thing now. And as long as he was upfront about it, and as long as she's open to it, it could go far. I mean, it could be a lifestyle. They have these whole lifestyles where people are with a primary partner, and then they have secondaries, and there's a whole thing. There's even special websites for it.
Yeah, there definitely is.
You have secondaries, but you let your primary know that you have a secondary, and everybody's okay with
if
this.
If you are in...
Everybody's up in front. Everybody knows what's going on, 100%.
If you are in a polygamous relationship, for lack of a better term, if you're doing that, then yes. And I have friends that have done this as well. The best practice is to be upfront. You gotta be. That's not fair to the other people.
So do you know what I want to say here? I want to say, not a red flag, but Jenna, if you're not into this, then yeah, you gotta move on.
Exactly. I think I'm right there with you.
Okay. We will end it there. If there's anything further, text us 216-474-0104. Allison in Brook Park is here. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Allison?
I am.
Number one, ace or fault are words commonly used in this sport.
Tennis.
Question two, what is the capital of Virginia?
Williamsburg.
Question three, what does the Italian word arrivederci mean?
Hello?
Question four, what is the name of the boy who owns Woody and Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, I don't know this one.
Any guesses?
Sam.
And our final question. What band once had an album titled A Boy Named Goo?
A Boy Named Goo. No idea. I'm just going to say Avril Lavigne. No clue.
All right, Allison, let's get Alyssa back into the studio.
Thank you.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Allison, how has your week gone?
It's going well.
Were you able to stay cool this week?
Kind of. A lot of yard work, as much as I didn't want to, and then just trying to stay in the house with the air conditioning.
Alyssa, meet Allison in Brook Park, your challenger today.
Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
See, I'm thinking that the heat this week has fried Allison's brain a little bit.
That's very possible.
That's what I think.
Do we have a case of the mush brain, Allison?
Yeah, I know Toy Story. Could not think of.
Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. You don't want to give Alyssa any hints or anything like that. So let's just jump in with Alyssa's five questions. I'm not even going to tell you how Allison did. We're just going to jump into this.
Okay.
Alyssa. Question number one, ace or fault are words commonly used in this sport?
Poker?
No, I'm sorry. It's tennis.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
Allison got that one.
Oh, good job, Allison.
Thanks.
Let's move on to question two. What is the capital of Virginia?
Arlington?
Sorry, it's Richmond.
All right.
Richmond, Virginia.
This is going really well.
So we're 0 for 2 there. Question 3. What does the Italian word arrivederci mean?
What are these questions today?
Come on, you're Italian.
I am, but like diluted, like 13% at best. I don't know. Pasta? Sauce?
Arrivederci means goodbye in Italian.
Oh, I was torn on that.
You were close. Okay, this game is actually getting interesting because Alyssa has 0 points moving into question four. What is the name of the boy who owns Woody and Buzz Lightyear?
Andy.
That's Andy.
Yeah, there we go.
Allison, you never saw those movies?
I did. I'm not the biggest fan, sadly, but once she just said that, it totally rang the bell.
Yeah, Woody's got it on his little boot there.
That's the only reason that I remember it is because it's on the shoe.
All right, final question. Let me tell you the score now as we go into the final question. You two are tied at one. So this question will decide if Alyssa outright wins the game today. What band once had an album titled A Boy Named Goo?
Oh, man. Like, I'm going to kick myself if I don't get this right. I don't think I'm going to because I should know it. Is it the Foo Fighters? No.
Unreal. The clue is in the question. The Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh.
A Boy Named Goo. The Goo Goo Dolls. I thought that was so easy.
That makes sense now.
I almost made that the first question because I thought it was so easy.
Hindsight is 20/20, my friend. You're never in this hot seat, okay?
Your brain is fried this week, too.
Yeah, I think we can blame the heat, Allison. I think that's, let's go with that.
At least it wasn't just me.
Yeah, if this was not just you. I think we should blame Bill for these questions, honestly.
We end up in a tie today, which I never thought was going to happen. Unfortunately, Alyssa still gets the win because all ties go to Alyssa. Allison, thank you so much for listening to the show. And I really sincerely hope you'll call back and play again someday.
I will definitely try.
It can only go up from here.
And we do have some passes to the Cleveland Museum of Art that we want to give to you.
Thank you so much. My name is Allison, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we have a special guest on the phone right now. Alyssa, tell everybody who this is.
Okay, everybody, I would like for you to meet Jada. Now, I got to meet Jada last week at Girls Night. Her and her mom came out. They've played College of Knowledge a couple of times. And I feel like Jada is like my mini-me. She's almost 15, but she was telling me all about how she is not only a budding reporter, which special place in my heart for that, because that's what I went to school for, but she is also a girl of my own heart, a ride warrior. And so right now, she is live on location at Cedar Point. I knew that she was going to be there today. She told me about it because she is one of the very first people who got to ride the new Siren's Curse. It's not even open yet.
Nope, it opens on the 28th.
So it opens tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, now, as a ride warrior myself, I love Cedar Point. I could not believe, how many times did you say you've been to Cedar Point so far this season, this year?
I'm pretty sure it's about to be like the 36th time.
Oh my God, okay. So Jada knows what she is talking about when it comes to roller coasters. So this is going to be a loaded question for you, but scale of 1 to 10, what are we rating Siren's Curse?
I would rate it a 10.
okay, we're going with a solid 10. What was the best part?
I think the best part is that all the twists and turns are very smooth. You don't get your head bobbed around, and the tilt is really cool.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask about, the tilt. If you haven't seen the video of Siren's Curse, Bill, have you seen it?
No.
So the coaster, like, tilts. So you're looking straight at the ground for a minute. Like, how long would you say you were tilted like that, Jada?
I would say we were, like, 4 to 5 seconds. While you're going up the hill, there's speakers by your head.
Uh-huh.
The speakers have, like, a siren, like a mermaid.
Oh, that's why it's called Siren's Curse.
Yes. They have a mermaid sound, like it's drawing you to it. So as you're going up the hill, it's talking to you. And then when the tilt is completed and you're up there, at the very end, it ends with to your doom. And then you drop.
Oh, that is cool. That is actually super cool.
Jada, how is it that you are able to ride Siren's Curse before it even opens up tomorrow? Is it because you've been at Cedar Point 36 times and they're like, you know what, Jada, you should definitely come and ride this.
If there is such a thing as a pro roller coaster rider, it is Jada.
I got to ride Siren's Curse because I have my own blog and I'm an affiliate with Cleveland 13 News.
And she is at Media Day right now. We're not even at Media Day.
Look at you. You're not even 15 years old and you have a full-time job.
Yeah.
I'm watching the video of Siren's Curse. This is the YouTube. I don't know what this is. Like an AI. I don't know what I'm watching.
It's like a point of view. Yeah. It's a rendering.
Okay.
Yeah. Of what the ride is supposed to be like.
Yeah. I would not ride the rendering nor the real ride. I mean, never in a million years would I get on this.
You have to. It's really fun.
Oh, Jada.
You gotta do it.
You're so much more braver than me, and that's why your career is going to be much more successful than mine. So I look forward to hearing about everything about Siren's Curse on your blog. Do you want to promote your blog so people can read it if they want to read it?
Yeah, plug it.
Yep, my blog is called Jada's Adventures.
Jada's Adventures.
And it's Jada, J-A-Y-D-A, jadasadventures.com.
Yep.
Thank you, Jada, for calling in and sharing your Siren's Curse experience with us.
No problem.
It's Q104. Thank you for connecting with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. All right, Alyssa, what's going on?
So you remember a couple weeks ago when I came in hot because I got my first ever Lindale ticket from a traffic camera. You remember that?
I do remember.
I do too.
I'm jealous.
Jealous of what?
I'm envious because I've lived in Cleveland longer just by the sake that I'm older than you. And I've never gotten one.
Do you want mine? You can have it. Like, it's all yours. I do feel like a true, like, Clevelander. I feel like this is a bucket list item. Get a ticket in Lindale.
Right.
Check it off the list.
Summer bucket list.
But I got another notice in the mail because, backtrack, y'all told me that I could just throw that little piece of paper away. Pretend it never happened. Pretend that ticket never came my way and it would just magically disappear.
Yes, this is a previous show. So on this previous show, there were people that called up and their advice to you was,
leave it alone.
Ignore it.
Well, I did. I listened to everybody. I ignored it. And then I got another notice in the mail this week. And I posted a picture of it to our Instagram story if you want to read it in full at the Q Morning Show. But the main piece of this, it says, quote, you are hereby put on notice if you do not respond and contest the citation ticket within 30 days of the receipt of this late notice, your case will proceed to a civil judgment against you in favor of the city or village finding you liable for the violation. So am I going to court?
I don't really know what's happening here. It seems like it's a chess game. And so, obviously, Lindale, they have ways to try to scare you into paying that ticket.
This is their specialty, the village of Lindale. Not even a city, the village. It's
right.
Their specialty.
They want to make you very uncomfortable, and they're hoping that you are scared by this notice and because you're afraid you're going to write that check or you're going to, however you need to do to pay that. They want your money.
I believe that they want my money, especially because they already tacked on a $20 late fee. But what's going to happen if I just pretend I never saw this one?
So we'll ask again. Is Alyssa doing the right thing by ignoring this?
Give me your honest answers. Has anybody gotten a traffic camera ticket? Even better, if it was the one on, I think, it, oh, well, what was it? The one on Memphis? Is that the one that got me? Whichever. But especially if it was a Lindale traffic camera. Mm-hmm. What happened? What did you do?
Yeah.
Did it magically disappear? Because I'm waiting for this one to just poof and go away, and it's not.
216-474-0104 if you have experience with this. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know what to tell you to do.
Yeah, Bill just follows the law, so he can't help me here.
I'm pretty sure my wife would have paid it. Should Alyssa hold her ground? Your call's coming up. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We are helping Alyssa live her life.
Trying to learn how to be an adult over here. I got my first traffic camera ticket a couple weeks ago in the iconic village of Lindale.
Okay, let me read some of these texts that are coming in right now. So someone texted in, I don't know why anyone would tell you to ignore it. That did happen. We did this show, and Alyssa asked, do I have to pay this traffic cam ticket?
Because I know that there's been like some stickiness around the law, like the legalities of traffic cameras over the past like year or so. So I genuinely was like, should I, like, what do I do with this?
Right. And there were people that called and said, nah, just ignore it. Like, don't even worry about
it. The majority of people that called and texted us said, like, just throw it away like it's junk mail.
Yeah. This person is saying you should have paid it. Let's see. Paula is in Parma. Not my Paula. Not my wife, Paula. This is a different Paula. This is a Paula who listens to the show because my wife never listens to the show. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
So this happened to you. Did you get a traffic ticket from Lindale?
I did. And I did the same. I asked people around and they said, don't pay it. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, sure. Got that sticker notice. And I was getting nervous. And then I got a letter from the city of Parma. And I'm like, this is it. I'm going to pay it.
Oh, yeah. Same thing then. They scared you into paying it.
Yes.
Okay. So you did pay it.
From Parma. Yes. I paid it. And I got the $20 fee.
I think you got, you're talking about the exact same notice that I'm holding in my hand right now, because mm-hmm. this is also now from Parma Municipal Court. But it says municipality is Lindale. So
this text, I wish people would call the show because I don't like reading. This text, I work in government. Don't ignore this. It will never go away. It may go away temporarily, depending on who's in administration. See, I don't understand what you're saying. Don't ignore it. It'll never go away. It may go away.
Yeah. Like
what is it?
We're getting all like, that's what I'm saying is that the texts that we get about this are polar opposite. Like some people are saying seriously, like, do not worry about it. And other people are like, they're coming for you. The coppers are looking for you.
Oh, there's someone's at the door right now.
Oh, stop it. Don't scare me like that.
Kelly's in Brooklyn. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what experience did you have with this in Lindale traffic tickets?
So mine's slightly different. My husband was driving my vehicle, and they sent me the traffic camera ticket, you know, through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them a letter back that said that they have the burden of proof on them to prove that it was me. And that I wasn't paying it until they could prove that.
Okay.
I never heard back from them. I never got another notice. So I'm assuming it worked.
And that was how long ago?
It's been a long time, maybe 10 years.
Okay. All right. So I would say hopefully you guys are in the clear now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that whole thing about the burden of proof about who was driving the car, because when I lived in Phoenix, this was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much controversy surrounding this. And there was this guy who would run traffic cams all the time, and he wore a gorilla mask.
I think I've seen pictures and videos of that.
Yeah, it was national news. And he was and because they would take the cameras would take pictures of who was driving the vehicle, because they realized that the burden of proof was, all right, we need a face to match up with the car and with the license plate. So this guy wore a gorilla mask, and he'd be like, prove it was me.
Right. I mean, that's kind of like where I'm at with this, because my first notice that I got, you know how they put like the pictures of you doing the deed, even though you can't tell how fast you were going in the pictures, so you just got to kind of believe them. But it's just pictures of the back of my car, because it gets my back license plate, but you don't see me in there. I don't even know for sure if it was me driving.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm being serious. Bryce has a two-seater car. He takes my car all the time. However, he does generally drive slower than me, so.
Right. I don't. If this was me personally, I would probably pay it just so you don't have the burden of having this hang over your head for who knows how long. I mean, that's me. I mean, you do you.
I mean, I still literally have parking tickets from Kent State from when I was a college student. So I can very easily just forget about it.
Oh, great. Now Kent's going to come after us.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm just wanted everywhere.
Shaboozy and good news. The Q Morning Show. You're on Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Did I read this morning? Didn't we talk about earlier this week that we thought that Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry were done?
Yeah, that was a rumor a couple days ago.
Oh, it was a rumor.
It was a trusted source. So it seemed like a pretty reliable rumor. But yeah, that was a thing earlier this week. And did you see that it's...
Okay, so the rumor has been confirmed
true. Yeah, it's official. Okay. So they are no longer together.
Boy, it is a rough year for Katy Perry, man.
I mean, I get it, though. It probably is really hard for her to be with someone who has never been to space and isn't an astronaut these days. It's just like, it's hard to relate to somebody now that hasn't been up there.
Snarky. I'm picking up your I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Oh, you got that? Okay. Just making sure.
I'm just saying, if you're Katy Perry, you begin the year by saying, man, this is going to be the best year ever. I'm going to go on tour this year. I'm going to go to space. And here it is mid-July, and her relationship is over, and her tour is not doing well. Yeah. It's just not good times for Katy Perry.
Choices.
All right, Maroon 5. They are coming to Rocket Arena in November, and we have a chance for you to win tickets coming up after 9 this morning. A Q keyword is on the way, and the last chance to beat Alyssa before the weekend. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We need someone to step up and take her down in less than 10 minutes. So I'm not sure what's happening here, but who's on the phone right now?
Alex.
Alex in Cleveland. Now, who wants to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
I do.
Oh, you want to play?
Yeah.
Okay, because originally someone named Doug called in.
Yes, he was my Lyft driver, so he had the phone.
Oh, wait. Doug is driving you, or you're driving Doug?
Doug's driving me. This is a very safe, no hands-on while driving situation.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Alex is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alex, it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Alex, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Question 1. What alcohol is agave used to make?
Tequila.
Question 2. Simon Cowell is a current judge on America's Got Talent. Name another show that he has been a judge.
American Idol.
Question 3. This artist had a 2009 hit called The Climb.
Miley Cyrus.
Question 4. What movie series features the main killer wearing a ghost face mask?
Scream.
Final question. This U.S. war is nicknamed the Forgotten War. Beginning
Korean War.
Wow! Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? My goodness, Alex. So Doug is driving you around. Whose phone are you on right now?
I'm on his.
All right. So Doug is Alex's Lyft driver.
Wait, what's going on?
Doug called into the show to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, but then handed the phone to Alex. So Alex is riding in the back seat of Doug's car.
Wait, what?
And she's playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and she did amazing. She went 5 for 5.
What? Okay.
It's a lot to take in. I'm not going to score you through this. I'm just going to ask you your 5 questions. At the end, we'll find out who wins this game.
Okay, let's go.
Question 1. What alcohol is agave used to make?
Tequila.
Question 2. Simon Cowell is a current judge on America's Got Talent. Name another show that he's been a judge.
American Idol.
Question 3. This artist had a 2009 hit called The Climb.
Miley Cyrus.
Question 4. What movie series features the main killer wearing a ghost face mask?
Scream.
Final question. This U.S. war is nicknamed the Forgotten War, beginning in 1950.
Is it the Korean War?
Unreal. No, she got it. You got it. You went 5 for 5.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I totally thought I had you with the Korean War question.
I kind of thought you did too. I was a little iffy on the agave too.
Oh man, I thought this would have been a great game, and it was a great game.
It was a great game. It's just not the ending that you wanted.
I wanted celebration. I wanted Doug to honk the horn of his lift. I wanted Alex to roll her window down and start screaming.
They can still totally do that. You guys, balls, I mean, in your court.
This sucks. It was the last chance for someone to beat you before the weekend, and I thought we had it.
Maybe next week.
Alex, you did great. Thank you so much for calling in. We do have some passes to the Cleveland Museum of Art for you.
Oh, dynamite. My name is Alex, and I just ate Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.